This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we go, kicking off the Thanksgiving week broadcast here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope y'all are ready and gathering together with groups of hundreds, if not thousands, just to thumb your nose at authoritarian governor dictators who say, you shall not get together with anyone you love and care about because you're going to die if you do, or we'll fine you or threaten you with arrest. And, of course, the sheriffs are at least now waking up and pushing back and saying, I don't think we're going to enforce that. Anyway, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's today, me and Super D. You know him, my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, and he is ready to go, especially because you have a major, like, media announcement to make today.
Yes, I've got my, I got the envelope here.
Okay, the envelope here.
And, hold on, what is it called?
We didn't know we were starting with like an award ceremony.
No, it is. No, this is very, this is a big announcement here. All right, so the Emmy Founders Award goes to Andrew Cuomo.
What? What? Andrew, Governor of New York,
yes.
Andrew Cuomo just won an Emmy?
Andrew Cuomo has been...
Excuse me? Is this like Barack Obama getting the Nobel Prize for doing nothing?
Well, you know, I think this is even a little bit weirder than that.
Okay.
Because when you think of Emmy, right? You know, the Emmy Awards. You know, these are the it's TV awards, right? For television shows, television actors, sitcoms, you know, music themes, all that stuff like that. So you're probably asking yourself, why would Andrew Cuomo get an Emmy?
Yeah, I'm asking myself that. Yes, I am.
and apparently, the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which is the organization behind the Emmy Awards, credited Cuomo with, get this, quote, masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world during the crisis, and they're referring to the coronavirus, COVID-19 crisis.
All the while he was sequestering old people so they would die in large numbers. This is an Emmy. This to me is like the Emmy award for the most disastrous, television programming, if you will.
Well,
resulting in actual death. It's like,
listen, some of the best movies and TV, you know, they have drama and people dying and
all
this stuff.
Yeah, but those are fiction.
This guy should be
arrested, not given an award.
They go into a little bit of detail here. So the organization's president and CEO said in a statement here, he said, the governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. During the thick of all of this craziness, when I was going through the news and checking what was going on the television shows and stuff like that, it was not unusual for me to tune in to these daily briefings that he had, Because I'll tell you, say what you will about Andrew Cuomo, or what you agree with or don't agree with. He was good on camera. He was. And so I can kind of see why the Emmys would consider him for an award for putting on such a great performance during these briefings. He has that kind of New York thing going on, right? You know, and he's just being kind of straightforward and people asking questions. And if they were dumb questions, he'd tell them they were dumb questions. And, you know, dare I say, almost kind of like what you would get from like a Donald Trump type thing, right?
Oh.
Where it was very kind of straightforward. No. I understand. I'm not saying they're the same, but I'm just saying that the delivery and the performance, they were fun to watch. They were interesting to watch. He's a good guy on camera. Now, that being said, it's almost, you know, because when you think of the Emmy Awards, that goes to actors that are playing fictional characters in a fictional story, right? Usually.
I think you just made that word up, fictional.
Fictional. Well, you can't do all of them. I got to throw one in there once in a while.
All right. Good job then, Super Don. Well, listen.
Yes.
I just look at this in retrospect, and it shows the amorality of a group that awards Emmys. Because look at the result. You could say, oh, that was good television. But if it were a fiction where people died en masse, okay, it's a fiction. This was fact. This is the guy that isolated old people, old vulnerable people, and sent them to die. To me, that's like a snuff film that they're awarding him snuff TV. I'm sorry, I just, like, not that we're into award shows and things like that, but I'm just sort of disgusted by this. I am.
By the way, I just looked it up. Fictional is a word.
It is not. It's fictitious.
It is too. It is fictitional. No, it's a word. It's an adjective.
Fictitional?
Yes.
All right. You made that up. Okay.
I did not make it up.
Well, they used it after you made it up, and it became real.
That was quick. So, anyway, right. I just thought we could have a laugh to start the show off.
Yeah, you hear me laughing? Oh,
I know. You're
I'm
too
just,
serious.
Just today. Disgusted. All right. Well, let's talk about some more disgusting news down under. The land down under, Oz. Australia. Mm. We've been covering that during the week. It gets even crazier in Victoria, Melbourne, in South Australia. Outdoor exercise has now been banned, basically, in one of the world's toughest lockdowns. Idiotic, stupid, moronic lockdowns. And they're saying now, if I get this right, for 6 days, only one person from a household will be allowed to leave the home each day, and only for essential reasons. Everything's basically closed, and if you go out, that one person, you have to, of course, wear a mask.
Are you going to, like, draw straws so you get to see who's the one that gets to leave the house that day?
This is amazing.
That's crazy, man.
It's springtime in Australia, and they don't want you to go outside. Not because they're worried about pollen and allergies, because they're afraid, what, you're going to spread or catch something that they don't even have a test for? And for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm talking about the COVID test, and I'm talking about the morons that continue to insist that the PCR test is actually a test that can legitimately identify an acute infectious agent, whether it be what they call COVID-19 or anything else. It cannot. It is not appropriate. And now the government of Portugal apparently is backing us up here. Not that I needed the backup, but check this out. A Portuguese court has ruled that the PCR test is unreliable and unlawful, specifically to use to do what they're doing in Australia, to quarantine people, to keep them in their homes.
That's a significant story.
I think it should be front page news everywhere.
That's huge. Interesting. Portugal.
Yeah. Does this bother you that a country, a whole country, has decided Robert Scott Bell was right about the PCR test?
I've never said that you were wrong.
I know. I'm teasing.
We just talked about it a lot. But listen, this is this is interesting. So they say, apparently, in the court decision, that if someone is tested by PCR as positive when a threshold of 35 cycles or higher is used, and they say, as is the rule in most laboratories in Europe and the U.S., the probability that said person is infected is less than 3%. And the probability that said result is a false positive is 97%.
Now, remember, here in America, Fauci admitted this as much, and we covered it. And I talked probably with John Rappaport on our Sunday broadcast as well about it. And yet the FDA is instructing 40 cycles. So they're not basically, they're not reporting on the cycles unless you demand to know. How many cycles did you run for that test? Basically nobody knows. But if the FDA is instructing 40, pretty much you could assume safely that most of these labs are going, oh, we're doing what the FDA says, 40. What does that mean? If 35 cycles or higher is a 97% false positive rate and a 3%, I mean, look at that. What would it be at 40 cycles? I mean, 99.9%? Ridiculous? I think so. And so the entire basis for the pandemic, scamdemic, plandemic is a casedemic. It's an artificial creation of infections that don't exist. There are not viably replicating viruses that are identified through this PCR cycling, certainly not up to 35, 36, 37, 38, not 39, 40. And I argue even if it's below that number, they are not isolating, replicating, actively replicating viruses or exosomes for those that have advanced beyond the virus perspective and perception of infectious agents. So you have a controversy that is not being acknowledged by the press in the United States, certainly not in Australia, and that would basically knock out probably 97% of the cases in America, maybe 99%, because based on the FDA's recommendation of 40 cycles, you know it's darn near 100% false. So, Super Don, what are we to make of this? They know it. It's not like it's not known. More and more doctors and scientists are waking up to this reality, and now the government of Portugal has ruled exactly what we've been saying for almost as long as we've been covering the COVID crazy of 2020.
Yeah. No, this is interesting. And I have yet to be able to find it. I'm sure it must exist out there. But if somebody could point me in the direction of some sort of article or paper, study, I don't care, something from some official source that describes how many cycles are actually being used. And maybe they're different states or you know, countries.
But you heard what I said. If the FDA says 40, what do you think most of them
are going to do? Show me that. I got to see that just for my own, just because I'm being selfish and I want to see it. Right?
We already covered it. Last week's we've been covering it.
So if you go to the FDA, FDA.gov,
We actually referenced and linked the actual document from FDA that recommends 40 cycles.
And they're saying 40 at the FDA.
Yeah, that's their recommendation.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting that you would have Fauci come out and say anything 35 or over.
Or 37 he went to. Anyway, look, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with more Powerful Healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's you, me, and Super D today, and we are letting it loose for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and that is where you can find all the wonderful things that we utilize here for our health and encourage you to utilize for your health. A lot of banners on the right-hand side of the page, or if you're on your phone, you just scroll down to the bottom of your phone, and they'll pop up all the banners of things that we do here. Super Don will have some announcements on some deals and discounts and new things we've been talking about recently. You know, we're just talking about the controversy of the PCR test. Now, not because Robert Scott Bell says so, but because the government of Portugal has acknowledged it too. And as I pointed out, and I know, Super Don, you're not as actively engaged when John Rappaport and I are doing the show because you're doing so much. But we actually have linked in the articles, documents leading right to the FDA's own claims of recommendations of 40 cycles. Even though Fauci said 35, 37 cycles beyond that is ridiculous. Fauci himself acknowledges that. I argue that even at 30 and 20 cycles, you're not identifying a rapidly replicating virus because you're not actually isolating them. They're amplifying debris and then matching it to sequences and saying, oh, that's it. And if you can detect them earlier, they're saying, well, that must mean it is actively replicating. Well, that's an assumption, but there's not evidence or proof or validation. And since there is no valid standard for running the PCR test to determine infectivity, we go on what? What is our best guidance? The labs, my argument, Super Don, is they're going to go, well, what does the FDA say? FDA says 40, we'll run 40. Now, I don't have proof that all the labs are running 40, but where else are they getting their guidance since there is no standard, there is no validation, the test is emergency use authorization, not FDA approval. I leave it to your logic to say, what do you think is happening out there?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing that I thought of is that, yeah, okay, so the FDA says 40. Does that mean then everybody does 40, or do you have some states that are running 45 or 50.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
no, that is true. Who knows? Go over. You're right. Yeah.
You know, every state's going to probably have their own lab and their own expert, right, who's going to interpret that. So it would be interesting for somebody to go and take a look. Take all this data. I mean, you've got a lot of important data here. So let's look at the states that are what are the cycles that they're running on their PCR tests, and how does that relate to the number of positive cases that they're reporting in their state, and see, you know, and let's put that out there. Now, do you think they're going to do that?
No,
probably not. No,
no. I mean, see, they don't even reveal the cycle count. I don't even know if they keep a record of the cycle count. Nobody really knows.
Right. So, it's just the PCR test. It's the PCR test.
So
that's
we're
it,
dealing
right?
with a complete. To say scamdemic, I mean, we're talking about a lot of the scams with the election and cheating and everything. It's like everything is deceit and lies and cheating and corruption. And there's a point and there's a risk that people go, well, nothing can be believed anymore. And this has been my argument for much of my career in radio and broadcast media. This is our 21st year. We're cranking it up. We're heading into our 22nd year next year. And I've been pointing out these very things that have been happening long before I came onto the scene. John Rappaport, my friend, and others have pointed this out. And then we look at the study designs on the vaccines that are coming out, none of which apparently are testing or, let's say, proving that they can prevent severe cases that risk hospitalization and death of what they call COVID. And none of those study designs for these vaccines that are going to get EUAs from the FDA, not approval, but emergency use, have been tested to show that they prevent transmission. None. All just to prevent theoretical mild symptoms that could be from any number of things, regardless of COVID status, on a test that can't even actually detect it. Do you see how absurd this is, Super Don? And why I've just exasperated this point that they can figure out Portugal, not here in the United States?
Well, that's just Portugal, you know.
Oy vey. I got to do a little Yiddish here.
That's not Portuguese.
Hey, do you remember when it used to be if you went into a store, there were like signs that say, you break it, you buy it?
Oh, yeah. I actually have experienced the whoops.
Oh, no.
You know,
you
like
or
going
your kids.
To a store and one of the kids knocked something over. And, okay. Sometimes they were nice and they said, oh, don't worry about it. But
right.
there have been times where it's like,
yeah.
You broke it, you got to buy it.
Well, apparently in the era of COVID crazy, germ theory, cult behavior, 3 in 5 Americans now want to change you break it, you buy it into you touch it, you buy it.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Oh, my gosh. That was touched.
Oh, you might have given that book, COVID-19.
Yeah,
so
you can't peruse that book. Yeah. But you can't put it back. Now you have to buy it. It's not food. It's not like you put it in your mouth and put it back or double dip. You touched the book. How have we survived millennia as humans? Because people touch stuff and we touch stuff that they touch and we should all be dead. But that's the basis of the insanity of the germ theory, folks. We'll be back to talk about that and more crazy claims by the medical monopoly, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, when we come back right after this. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Although New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 policies killed thousands of nursing home patients in New York, the Emmys have decided to honor him with an award. Cuomo's demand of putting infected COVID-19 patients in nursing homes with patients not infected with COVID-19 resulted in so many deaths, refrigerated trucks parked on the streets filled up faster than they could be taken away last spring. The Emmys president and CEO, Bruce Pienaar, explained in a statement, "The governor's 111 daily briefings work so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure." General Gustav Pena of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed vaccine program says about 40 million doses will be ready for distribution when the FDA grants emergency approval. On Friday, Pena said that states would decide, with guidance from the FDA and CDC, who will first get the vaccine. Pfizer is asking the FDA to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate, starting a process that could bring the first shots as early as next month. USA Radio News. Several types of crimes are actually down this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The rates for seven different crimes: break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
12 games on tap for the NFL Sunday. The late game has Kansas City at Las Vegas trying to avenge the Chiefs' only loss so far this year. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all. I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. I really do. And I hope that this kind of information can ease your pain, ease your burden, at least to recognize that you don't have to live in fear of invisible germs not detected by fancy technology that is not designed to detect it. So that at least you can, one aspect of your fear and trepidation can be eliminated. Now, there's still the numbnuts that are afraid, and they're concerned to me because they do stupid stuff. And the doctors and scientists and government and media that are all in because of either their ignorance or their nefarious schemes on keeping us in a permanent state of fear and lockdown, masking for everything, and permanent vaccines, or you can't go anywhere, including a grocery store. Talked a little bit about that last week as well. So I want to empower you with information, realizing that it will be a little bit maddening when you wake up and see through the matrix, the medical matrix, that your fellow man, woman, and child perhaps do not. But let me assure you, you are the sane one. Everybody else is operating on a level of insanity induced by fear. Induced by fear due to the COVID death cult in modern medicine, pharmaceuticals, pseudoscience, and all those who follow in that midst, including the Faucis of the world, the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, and, of course, the World Economic Forum and their intent to great reset based on your fear of the invisible. So, Super Don, we need some good news. We need some good news after that, I think.
Some good news. Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a busy week ahead of us in preparation for, you know, Thanksgiving. So, by the way, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I am so ready. I can't wait. And
we did some shopping this weekend. We're a little bit more ahead of the game this time than we have been in the past. But we're looking forward to having everybody over. But you know what happens after Thanksgiving? It's a tradition.
Yeah.
People want your money, and sometimes you're happy to give it to them because you've got Black Friday.
Yep.
And you've got Cyber Monday
right now. Yeah.
And coming up next week, we'll have some announcements on some things that are going to be going on with some of the partners that we've got here on the show. There's going to be a super awesome deal for people that are interested in one of our new partners, Four Sigmatic, with their mushroom products, and also with Kettle and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there may be some others. So make sure that you guys get tuned in during the week because we'll be making those announcements. And also get signed up on the newsletter that we've got over at robertscottbell.com because we will send that information out to you where you can save a whole bunch of money on some of the products and services here that support us and that we support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, things are going to get really good this week, the deals that are coming. So stand by. And all of ours surround health and healing. And, of course, we'd say deprogramming from the cult of, you name it, those that are wanting communism and socialism on our shores. We've got a lot of, believe it or not, we got some really good options there. Tom Woods was a guest this last week, and we haven't had him on in a long time. And we have now connected.
Liberty Classroom.
Yeah, Liberty Classroom.
He's got a Black Friday thing that's going to be coming up actually this week as well.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny because when you go to his website and you're like, what is Liberty Classroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember how it was exactly worded, but paraphrasing, it's like learn how to debate with loony liberals.
Yes.
My God.
And win every time.
Right? You know, I mean, who doesn't want to hone their debating skills when they're having to deal with a kooky person, you know, about things like, you know, government and economics and stuff like that. Apparently, I mean, it's got a number of different courses. And it's going to turn you into a libertarian brainiac.
Excellent.
Who doesn't want that, right?
Right? We need that. All right, we need to push back against the collectivists in medicine as well. Remember, your mask is essential because unless you're wearing your mask, my mask won't work. Similar to vaccines, right? Vaccines are safe and effective. Okay, you got yours? Yeah, yep. I'm not getting mine. Oh, no, you have to get yours. Well, why? Yours are safe and effective, right? Well, no, if you don't get yours, then mine won't work. I mean, it's just like absurd. There is no logic in vaccines and masking. It either works or it doesn't. Oh, no. We have to get a threshold because it only works if this many people get it, right? It's like we're selling a brand new car, the Ford vaccine, And it only works if 94% of the people buy it. If not, it's dead in the water. So who's going to buy that? Nobody would buy that. That's the logic they use in vaccinology. It's a cult, people. And now they're promoting the MMR shot, the measles, mumps, rubella shot, as a shot to protect you from, dun-dun-dun, COVID-19.
Oh, of course.
So, well, why do we need Operation Warp Speed? We already had the MMR shot, right? Right? And it, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, man. And, you know, look, this is coming to us from Medical Express.
Mm-hmm.
And it was published in an open access journal called MBio.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first part, the very first sentence, I say, I don't understand it. I'm confused about this.
Okay.
This is not a study. I mean, they call it a study.
Yeah.
But how is it that the very first sentence, you see what I'm going to go at here?
Mm-hmm.
The measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccine has been
theorized
mm-hmm. to provide protection against COVID-19. Well, that's just a theory,
right?
That's like the step number one of an actual scientific study, right? Isn't it? It's the hypothesis, right?
Yeah, it's in that realm.
So it's been theorized to provide protection against COVID-19. I mean, I guess you could read the rest of this just for sheer morbid curiosity, but. Mm-hmm. If the conclusion they have here is that it's a theory, then why would we even go with this? Why would we even consider this? It hasn't been proven. It's a theory.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's a crazy theory at that.
But is this okay? Are they going to use this to go get your MMR shots because COVID?
Of course they could.
Yeah.
They could. They could say, listen, here's another reason why you should get your MMR because everybody's dying.
Remember,
you know, coronavirus.
They will hit us with anything when we talk about silver and selenium, even though there's plenty of studies showing silver stops viral replication on contact, and selenium is birth control for viruses. You have enough selenium in your system. It doesn't matter the kind of virus. It ain't happening, right? But they'll say correlation is not causation. Right? You have higher selenium levels and
no COVID. Read my mind because in the next paragraph, I was just going to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
First, they start off, it's theorized that it will. Then they go, we found a statistically significant inverse correlation between mumps titer levels of COVID-19 severity in people at age 42. So here we go. Here's strike number two for me.
Hold on.
It's correlation.
Pause.
It's
pause
not
for
causation.
A moment. It's correlation. But pause for a moment. People under 42. What's the risk of severe COVID and death in people under 42?
Almost a lot less than people over 60.
Almost nothing.
Yeah.
So
what's
the point of this? Again, I ask you. You got people with mild symptoms that don't die. Suddenly you're like, well, we're seeing that some people have mumps titers. Like, most people under 42 probably have got the MMR vaccine.
Well, and if this is anything like the other studies I've seen, what they're going to say
mm-hmm.
is, I suppose I could not be lazy and read the whole thing, but I just don't want to. they're going to say, and I've seen this in other studies where they say, well, you know, the vaccine, it will, you know, excite and get the immune system all riled up, you know, when we give it the vaccine. And so we find that if it gets your immune system boost, well, I don't know if you want to use the word boost.
Well,
but, you know,
it modulates
active. Right.
But yeah, but what about hyperactivity? What about autoimmunity?
Well, and that's true. That's the flip side of it, because they found that some people are having that opposite, but where you're having the cytokine storms, right?
Right, correct.
And don't I sound like a brainiac sometimes?
You are such a brainiac.
I've been listening to the show for so long, I've learned all this stuff, but or not all of it.
Super Don got a PhD in something.
I'm still a Padawan learner, but that, you know, what I always come back with on this is, you know, there are so many other ways that you can stimulate and boost the immune system without having to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, why do we not focus on these things?
Right. No, this is good. I think we need to.
It's all taboo, you know?
Folks, by the way, if you haven't read it, back in February, and I've revised it a couple of times since then, I wrote a piece on what to do in the confronting the COVID crisis, whether it was real or imagined, didn't matter. It includes selenium and silver and other things. It's there at the website, robertscottbell.com. If you need to find it and can't find it, just send us a message over at robertscottbell.com, and we'll find it for you. Let's see. I think it's still pasted to the front of our wall on Facebook while we're still on Facebook, the Robert Scott Bell Show there.
Yes, correct.
All right, so let's go to some smart people. Now, if I want to know about drugs now, I probably would go to a pharmacist. They know about drugs, right? You want to know, hey, side effects, this, that, interactions.
Quite often they're smarter than the doctor.
Oh, way smarter on that. But how about on vaccines? I think they're just as stupid as most doctors, just as moronic as on vaccine specifically. I'm not saying they're not stupid people, but on this particular issue, evidence abounds, particularly in this Medical Express article where the headline reads, "Ingredients in flu vaccine won't hurt you. Two pharmacists explain why."
And they even said here they're going to do, this is flu vaccines 101 that they're going to do here.
Yeah, now I want to open into a joke. How many pharmacists does it take to screw in a light bulb? But I won't. I won't. And I will let Super Don explain what the fallacy is the pharmacists are overlooking as they're describing how safe the ingredients are in the flu shot.
Yeah, well, they go through here and they talk about all the different things, you know, the preservatives. Well, you know, I think they target thimerosal.
Yes, mercury based.
And they say, well, you know, it's ethyl mercury. It's not methyl. You know, methyl mercury, that's the bad one. Ethyl mercury is the good one.
There's no good mercury, friends.
But here's the thing. And each one of these things, they go step by step here trying to debunk all of these things that people have said. And so each and every one of them, they compare it to something you would eat. Like, for example, mercury. They say that the amount of elemental mercury found in a vaccine dose is 25 micrograms, which equates to the amount of a 3-ounce can of tuna fish. Well, last time I checked, you can't walk into a doctor's office and ask them to give you a shot of tuna fish. I've never seen
that
anywhere.
That's it right there, Super Don. You just dissolved the illusion of these pharmacists trying to say, well, it's in tuna fish, but you do not inject tuna fish. The route of administration matters, and that's why I can't be impressed with these pharmacists. They're morons. It's not the same thing to inject versus ingest.
We'll come back. We'll continue on this, and then we'll find out how to put music
in your head, those that like music. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're not sure of the things we're talking about here on the show today, they are all in the notes today, 22nd November, for those of you listening live or later. In fact, 22nd November, the notes at robertscottbell.com. This article, we're not making this stuff up. Pharmacists simply can't conceive of it being different to eat something versus inject it. And by the way, if there's mercury in tuna fish, there are ways that your gastrointestinal tract, the microbiome, etc., can bind and excrete metals to not allow them in. But, of course, selenium plays a very vital role here. And even our buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, years ago showed that if you ate strawberries, organic preferably, of course, strawberries, that the fibers, those little fibers in strawberries will bind and sequester the mercury in a meal that contains mercury like in fish. It's not the same as injection, folks. You got anything to add to that, Superdome?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, if there's a doctor out there, and I'm being very serious about this and very sincere, I would love to hear somebody explain to me why injecting these things into your bloodstream is not something to be concerned about, and why the defense to this, the ingredients of a vaccine are always about food. It's always about food. Like, for another example here, they go into talking about squalene.
Oh my gosh,
yes, there's squalene in the flu and the quadrivalent vaccine, but listen, squalene is found naturally in plants and animals. Well, okay. But again, you know, they talk about how it's obtained from shark liver oil, and each dose of vaccine contains about the amount of 4 teaspoons of olive oil. Again,
wow,
you're injecting this into
inject olive oil, my friend.
No, try doing that and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And the point here is going back to Vaccine A, the book by Gary Matsumoto many years ago. This was linked to what? Gulf War illness 1 and 2, the squalene that was put in their experimental anthrax shots. And then they have the audacity to say no severe reactions associated with squalene and vaccines have been observed. Really? This is an absolute bald-faced, dangerous lie. They should be imprisoned for spreading such a lie. And again, ingestion of squalene, safe. Topical use of squalene, safe. Injection, no. No evidence for safety. It is an absolute dangerous lie.
I have never heard that addressed by the other side before. Yeah. No, I would be interested.
They ignore that. Injection versus ingestion. All right, let's take a musical tone to wrap up this show here today, this first hour of the show. We'll have some encore.
I like music.
We are musical people. The AP is reporting, and I think it went viral, the story. New device puts music in your head and no headphones required. Is this a 5G? Is this a Wi-Fi? Is this a Bluetooth injection? What's going on here?
On face value, this seemed like it could be concerning because we've talked about this before where you're dealing with EMFs and especially with these new earbuds that have come out, right, where they're transmitting the signals into your basically through your brain when you're using those. But this particular technology is interesting. I believe this comes out of Israel. And what they've done is they've figured out a way to shoot sound at you in a very targeted way where it creates what they call sound pockets around your ears. And I actually want to try one of these out because it sounds really cool.
Sound
but basically,
wave.
It can be heard in stereo or it can also be heard in 3D mode, like surround sound. Like 360-degree surround sound, right?
How the heck does this? Do you have to wear a device?
No, it actually directs it at you, and it creates like I said these. And I don't fully understand it, but it's like these sound pockets, and it's like when you turn your head, it like the sound follows you. Now, but you can actually move out of the way, and then not be able to hear it.
That's
and the
amazing.
Cool thing is you can have it directed at you, and you can have somebody sitting next to you, and they won't be able to hear it. It's just directed.
Dude, is it
just
like sharks with laser beams?
I mean, something like that, dude.
Bizarre,
it sounds
dude.
Really cool. I really want to try it. So after I found out it was actually sound waves and it wasn't like beaming,
right.
You know, stuff into your brain.
Yeah.
This actually is really cool. So you know what? Christmas is coming up, Robert. Hint, hint.
Okay. Is this going to be a $1,000 item? What they given a number on this?
Can you put a price on?
I guess not. You're right. We can't put
on
a price.
The perfect entertainment.
360
right?
degree sound, 3D mode, no headphones. All right. We'll look into this some more. I'm definitely, right. It's got me piqued, my curiosity piqued. With that, we've got some more sounds, some of the best of the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour heading in again to Thanksgiving week. We do have live broadcast, 2 additional hours, 5 days additional, Monday through Friday. And that's 3 to 5 Eastern if you want to listen live, noon to 2 Pacific. But for now, we're going to take a break and top of the hour news break. Remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.